Blog Talk Radio.
Viewer discretion is advised.
Welcome to the MLB Trade Deadline edition on Sports Underline. Trade Deadline will end at 4 o'clock today. There's names out there. This show will be the trade deadline show. If you guys are just listening in and you guys want to talk other things, I mean, we can. You know, NBA, you guys want to hear how I feel about Bron and my Lakers. NFL is 2 days away. We're 2 days away. 2 days into the Hall of Fame game. So that's exciting stuff. And preseason is near. And we just can't wait to get to the football discussions and all of that. I know we always have fun. And the end of August until the beginning of February, when we get to the football talk. But this will be the baseball. And this is the show today for me. I don't know if Troy be on it too. I don't know. So we shall definitely see what he's doing today. But I won't be on tonight. I'm here 12 o'clock right now. But I'll be on same time, 7 o'clock. Now, Chris Archer is just a name thrown out there right now. And I think he will be traded. It's just to who, you know. I don't know what's going on with Chris Archer, as far as, you know, I've seen the Pirates up there, you know, as one of the teams really having that chance, you know, to get him. I mean, there's teams still hoping to trade him, to trade for him. You know, you look at the Yankees right now, they're the favorite, and this was a day ago. You know, you look at the Padres, want to add him to the mix, you know, and that's something the Padres would need. You know, Chris Archer wouldn't mind playing for a Padres team. Well, I think it's a pretty good team offensively. I think they're a good team. This guy gets some pitching, and I think they'll be up there in the division and can compete. The Braves is in the mix. That would be huge. The Braves have that. And I said it yesterday. I said they have the leverage. They have the young talent just in the Tampa Bay. And Tampa Bay will most likely accept. Because Tampa Bay, they're going to be a 500 team. And they're always around that 500 mark every year. But until they can just get better, because the Yankees is good, because the Red Sox are good. So, we'll see what happens. The Dodgers are in the mix. That was just the team that I thought would get him anyway. The L.A. Dodgers. And obviously that Pittsburgh is in the mix right now. 949-270-5945. I'm throwing a number out right now. The Athletics are even up there. Joe Sherman is tweeting that. This is his big surprise to hear the Pirates. Now, I see a stat here on 48% of his pitches were against the American League East. There are splits for different metrics. That AL East versus the rest. Versus the rest, his ERA is 3.40. His strikeout to walk percentage goes up 20% from 17%. His home runs per nine drops down to 0.88. That's a good one. You know, and I guess it's like, okay, maybe he do need a relocation. Maybe he do. He's 29. He's not having a good year to me. He's 3-5, 4.31 ERA. He does have 102 strikeouts and 31 walks. So, you know, maybe he could get traded this time. I mean, he's always on that list. He's always on that list for trades. And teams have been, you know, trying to get Chris Archer for the last few weeks. And since he's been back, the most likely destination is my Yankees. My Yankees could use him. Unfortunately, it'd be the AL East. He has to deal with teams. But see, he is made for big moments. I think I think he'd be ready to play the Red Sox. And if it comes down to it, he doesn't have to be number one starter. It's Severino. He can be number two unless they're going to put Jay Happ. But if the Yankees are potentially going to grab Chris Archer, that would make their team 10 times better. And they're not getting rid of no starters. I mean, they still got Tanaka, Jay Happ, Sabathia, Severino. I mean, they would have some arms and have a good bullpen arm. If I'm the Yankees, I'm doing this. They do feel like the Yankees have the best spot, the best shot, because they're the second best farm system. You look at the Padres and the Braves, they're a good farm system too, especially the Braves. They're the best one. I really would love to see him come to the Yankees, because that's my team. Tampa Bay right now is 53-53. I told you, they're 500. 500 are just shooting around, and they're the third best team in that division. They're better than Toronto. They're better than Baltimore. Baltimore is horrible. They're 53 wins. They're better than Minnesota Twins right now this year. They're a game under the Angels. A half game, I should say. They're better than a lot of teams. I don't even realize it. They're the seventh best team in the American League. Or the eighth. And that's crazy. Even I like their lineup. I feel like they had a good lineup this year. But if he was to go to the Yankees, I mean, you look at potential start. The potential start is Severino, Tanaka, Gray, Archer, Happ. That's good stuff. Starting lineup. Yesterday, news did surface on the Nationals, making Bryce Harper available at trade deadline. People believe that's a long shot. What do I believe? They can sell right now and be like, we can get something from Bryce Harper because he might not stay. They are 5.5 games back from the Phillies, who are the leaders in that division. And that's a surprise. And I said, I didn't see the Phillies being that. I said the Braves have a chance to be that team. And, I mean, they're 0.5 game back from the Phillies. And the Braves are very fun to watch. And the Phillies, they ain't no slouch either. They got this series with the Red Sox. Very good pitching yesterday, by the way. Very good pitching. I was quite impressed. Even though they lost, walk-off style. But I'm telling you, I was impressed. When I watched them tonight, I knew this would be a good series. I was ready for it. People are saying it seems unlikely for him to be traded. know, some rivals suggest the team to go for it. It will be Philly. They do have the money. I just don't know. It's not a good year for Bryce Harper. He's 220 average, 369 on base, 473 slugging. And that's 25 home runs. I mean, the home runs are there. He can get hot at any time. Like, this is the time where we've seen him. August time comes. August, September. I mean, we're looking at, okay, here's Bryce Harper. I know he's been missing some time due to injury. If they trade Bryce Harper, they're selling. They're like, okay, we can't win this division. They should win this division. They really should. Look at Machado getting traded. We talked about it last year. Machado possibly getting traded, and he's doing a pretty great job. And it was hard for Baltimore because, I mean, Machado was sitting over 300, having a good year. Let's look at some other moves here in the trade deadline. You can call in 949-270-5945 if you got anything to say on the trade deadline so far in baseball. The Rays did get Tommy Pham. The Cardinals got some great prospects from the Rays and Genesis Cabrera, the pitcher. Justin Williams is the outfielder, so that'll work for them. We'll see what he does when he'll make his debut. Jake Dykeman appears to be the Rangers player most likely to change teams in the next few hours, so he's up there on the list. This is just live stuff coming in. The Marlins have no deal in place with Brad Ziegler at the moment. That could change, and these are just live tweets I'm reading you. Brian Dozier is up there. Name is the name I see. That's a surprise right now, seeing Brian Dozier. You know, if he winds up anywhere, you know, people suggesting the Indians, and you can have Kipnis go back to the outfield. I mean, that would be something if he goes to the Indians. Or even Arizona. That would be something. Brad Ziegler is just a name out there. Teams that's looking for Ziegler, Red Sox, the Yankees, Cubbies, the Astros, the Indians, Mariners. The Indians just trying to get some type of bullpen help. We shall definitely see what happens there. If anything will happen while we're live, that'd be great. The Cubs were close to adding Ziegler last night, so we'll see if they can come up with something. So we'll see. So Ziegler's definitely a name. And, you know, people and Mike is saying that the Braves are trying to do something big for Chris Archer. You know, that to expect that, just to expect it specially. And you look at the Braves getting Adam Duvall, I felt like that was huge. Adam Duvall is a young guy who got some power in his bat. Bring that in the mix of these young players with a couple of veterans, I think it'll help out. And the Braves team is just an exciting team. And I said it. I'm going to keep on gloating about it because I've said this was the team that I'm going to watch. Because they're fun. They will be a fun team to watch. Just looking at on paper, they would definitely be fun. Ozzy Albies is a guy I really fell in love with. And I didn't know anything about Acuna. But he just came in, and I like this kid, too. 56-47. The Phillies is just more of a surprise to me, even though it's kind of hard to say the Phillies are a surprise. I mean, when you look at the lineup the Phillies have, I loved it. When they got Carlos Santana, I said, okay, I'm going to like this lineup with Santana. And I told you, I like Chris Hoskins. Odubel Herrera's fun kid. Nick Williams. You know, Alfaro. You know, he leads the team in strikeouts. He's a good catcher. Cesar Hernandez. You know, he's a 300 hitter, but he's not in 300 this year, but he is capable of doing that. And there's also a trade that happened. The Astros trading for Roberto Osuna. Excuse the phone there. But Roberto Osuna having the chance to go to the Astros is good. After having a somewhat good career, I mean, he's had a good career. He's a closer. He can be the closer for his team, for the Astros. They have Davinsky, Will Harris, got good bullpen, and that was just huge. And I also want to talk about the trade real quick, the Tommy Pham. I want to go back to that because I love what the Cardinals' future could have been with having Stephen Piscotty, Tommy Pham, Randy Grichuk. They've got rid of all three of those guys, Piscotty in Oakland. Pham just got traded. And Randy Grichuk, I believe, is a Toronto Blue Jay. And like I said, Tommy Pham is over there with Tampa Bay. So they traded those guys. And that was I thought that was a good one. That was a good outfield. They got it away, get some young guys. Martinez is working out there in the outfield. They have Pham. Get rid of him to get another young guy. I'm just saying a lot of the Braves being into the Chris Archer. I would love to see Chris Archer go National League, though. Braves, Dodgers, or something. I really do love the fact that the Braves have Adam Duvall. He's a power guy, like I said. And, you know, you're getting one of the good players from a good hitting team like them. Now, he's 29. He has 15 home runs. He has hit 30-plus home runs. He has hit 15-plus home runs in, well, 30-plus in the last 2 years. And then you have him hitting 15 right now. Now his average is low, 205. And it's been low, I mean, but he brings power. He can knock runners in. He's 61 RBIs. He can knock them in. So that's good. I think that's a good trade. And I didn't even talk about my Yankees getting Lance Lynn either. You know, Lance Lynn, he was a part of the free agency period of the Minnesota Twins as they boisted up the starting rotation. And his ERA is, let's see, this year is 5.10. But the Yankees know what he's capable of. He's been great for St. Louis. He's been in the World Series. He's pitched in the World Series. He's pitched in the playoffs. He has playoff experience. So he's ready. This is the highest ERA he's had. He's been solid. Been solid for a while. You know, if they can still add Chris Archer to this team, what are they really going to do? What are they going to do? I mean, honestly, they don't even need Chris Archer anymore if he does this. If he goes there. If he goes there, I mean, you're looking at Severino Archer, Lance Lynn, Happ, Tanaka. I mean, that's exciting stuff. To really go through. Really exciting stuff for a team. And for my team, the Yankees. Just give me a second have to change things. I want to play some music live. I can do that. Okay. I had to stop that. Just had to switch. Now you will hear instant barking back here, but you know, it's okay. I'm really trying to figure out, are the Nats selling? Are the Washington Nationals selling their team? Because I really want to know if Bryce Harper is going to get traded. You know, that's just exciting buzz. You know, Bryce Harper is, I told you, 220 clip, on base, 369, slugging percentage, 473. They might as well be sluggish. I mean, this whole team has just not been good this year, and they should be. They should be very good. Got Matt Adams. Dyfo isn't hitting. He's a switch hitter. He should be good somehow. Trey Turner. Rendon's been on a bereavement list. Soto is just the young kid. They're like, okay, we could let Bryce Harper walk. And we got Juan Soto. We got Adam Eaton, Soto, and Taylor. That could be your outfield. And, you know, Soto is your 19-year-old. He's the kid. Adam Eaton's 29. Taylor's 27. Eaton just can't stay healthy. The good thing is Bryce Harper's been healthy, but he ain't hitting. And he leads the team in strikeouts, 117. I don't know what in the world Bryce Harper is doing. The Nationals, they have a series with the Mets, right? And I believe they have Tanner Roark tonight. Now, Roark had a good start, his last start. This is just a two-game series, too, by the way. As they got a four-game series with the Reds, who are here in Detroit. Which I don't believe it's rain on the forecast today, is it? Well, they do say it's a 69% chance of rain. I'm going to look at my weather channel about that, and it looks like it's potentially going to be a rain out today, where it's supposed to rain tomorrow too. So what are we going to do about that? And tomorrow is the early game, 1 o'clock, and I just think it's going to be a rain out, so that's a game not to bet on, not to touch. I'll get to the other games later, but this series with the Mets, because they don't know what they're going to do trade deadline. And then we'll see. Maybe Bryce Harper won't be in uniform. Maybe he will. But this is interesting of a schedule, because they have to win these games. And I'm going to compare these schedules here. 949-270-5945. The Nationals, like I say, have the Mets. It's two games. Tied series with Miami. They got Cincinnati for four games for a weekend, Thursday to Sunday. The big series is the four-game series with Atlanta, because they got a doubleheader Tuesday on the 7th on Madden opening day, which I can't wait. And then the Cubbies, they go to Chicago, they go to St. Louis. These are going to be tough games for them to win. The Mets will probably be your easiest task. But you have the Braves who's going to come to play, especially knowing that it's the Nats, and you have to win that game for the Braves. Cincinnati, you just never know with the Reds because of their offense. Their offense is just great. So you don't know. You got the Marlins. You have the Phillies. That's going to be the game right there. You play the Phillies and nearly the end of August. Well, you play them in August too. So you got them 2 weeks. 1 week and then the next week. You play in the middle of September. Nats got a tough schedule. They really have to. If they can win this division, that means they're going to be one of the hot teams. That's what it means. Now you look at the Phillies. The Phillies have the lead. The Phillies are going to go ahead and finish this series. For Boston, it's a two-game series. It's a walk-off. And then they get the Marlins for four games. So how easy can that be? Arizona, they go to Arizona. I think just playing Arizona is winnable. This San Diego, now San Diego is a bad team, but you can't sleep on them. They're a good offense. I'm thinking about picking them to cover against San Francisco today. It's a 4 o'clock start. Because I felt like San Francisco was going to win yesterday, and they did. I got everything right yesterday except for the over in the Phillies and the Boston game. I feel like that game is going to go over. And then they get the rematch for Boston, August 14th, August 15th. And then they have a five-game series. Am I reading that right? Five-game series? Yeah, I am. Doubleheader Thursday. Got the matchup Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, five-game series with the Mets. Phillies have an easy schedule. I don't think they – do they play Atlanta again? I think they play Atlanta. Well, they got two more series in Atlanta, but that's the end of the year. I mean, Phillies got the easier schedule. Now, that matchup against the Nats would be huge. When they go to Washington, that's the huge one right there. When we hit that mark, because it's going to be harder for the Nationals. And by the way, I must say that Gabe Kepler is his first manager. Just so you know, usually in first year starters or coach or manager, they do very good. The Atlanta Braves schedule is 56-47. They got this series with Miami. Another game they did win yesterday. They beat the Dodgers on Sunday, and that was a good game. They have the Marlins again. They're going to have Kobe Allert pitching against Dan Straley. The over-under is at 9. I'm just picking your brain here. But I think that's a game. That's going to be a close game. I think it could be a good one. That might be a game where I pick Miami because I don't know the starter. That's that type of game. But anyway, they get the Mets this weekend. It's a little easy schedule. They get a four-game series with the Mets. They got a four-game series with the Nationals. They got to show that they can win on the road. And then they get this home stretch, Milwaukee, who's still a good team. We're fighting for playoff position. And Miami got Colorado. Colorado's always toughy. Pittsburgh got hot out of nowhere again. And this is very interesting here. Let me say this. Let me get my music out, if I can, if it will allow me to. Okay, so the Cleveland Indians acquired the Tigers, Leonis Martin, in exchange for shortstop Willy Castro. And it was funny because right before the show, I was listening in to my good friends, 97 won the ticket. Jeff Rieger was on there, and Scott the Gator Anderson was on there. And, you know, they were discussing said Tigers, what Tiger was going to be traded. And, you know, they made a notion that Joe Jimenez could be traded, because he was an all-star if they really wanted to. And they said, well, the only way a team won't trade, the only reason why a team won't trade for Leonis Martin is because of his injury, and he's afraid to steal bases. But Cleveland just got themselves a good outfielder, a good base hitter. He's a lefty. You know that. Francona loves to have a lefty by his side, and he's going to fit in right away. Leonis Martin is going to fit in right away. And this is why I like Leonis Martin. You know, I was very happy when the Tigers acquired him in the offseason. You know, he was a part of the Cubs. He's a part of the Mariners. He had his average was low that year. And he's only been 300 hitter, which was his rookie year. But after that, I mean, he was 260, 274. This is 251. He does show a little power, 15 homers. He can steal bases, but he hasn't because of the injury, like I said. He can draw walks. He strikes out a lot. That's the only issue. But, you know, you're a part of the Indians team who just has good at-bats, and they can, you know, really show you how to hit. And that's the thing with the Indians. You know, Frankie Lindor, you got Ramirez, Michael Brantley. You know, you have your center fielder. You don't really have that center fielder. Like, Kipnis wants to be an outfield, but he is, you know, he's pretty much the second base. Who's the outfielder, but he can play second base. And then when you look at, he's going to be an instant starter. Like, Tyler Naquin, they're missing Tyler Naquin. He's been out. He's been missing games. He can't stay healthy. You got Bradley Zimmer, but they just improved their offense. We get Leonis Martin, which is good for the Indians, because now it's like, okay, we got a bullpen. We got a little hole at the center fielder spot. Leonis Martin, if he could just stay healthy, this would be the biggest steal. And I'm telling you, this would be the biggest steal. You know, watching him play for us, because I was really watching the Tigers a lot. I'm going to watch the game tonight if it's not ranked out. But I think it's going to be rained out, because we are supposed to get some rain tonight from 6 until we all sleep. So that's going to be, you know, the factor. I really want to see the Reds tonight because I really like the Reds. It's not supposed to thunderstorm. It's just supposed to rain. I'm not sure if it's heavy rain, but it is. It's a 69% of rain. It's just going to be periods of rain. And it's just, you just don't know. And then I'm going to try to get the hour. There we go. I got the hourly weather. And it is, the rain is going to be here. If they play, I mean, this has to be light rain. It's supposed to rain. So this is where, okay, we're not expecting to have a baseball game tonight. But that was a good trait. I like it. I can't be mad. We got a sale. Maybe we'll get rid of Michael Fulmer too while we're at it. I want to get in on these random tweets. I am not a fan of the random tweets thing going on. I don't know where these tweets are coming from. I mean, do they look at everybody's tweets? You know, just everybody in the league, and they go 5, 6, 7 years. I mean, who has the time to do that? Did somebody just do it, screenshot it, sent it to the league? I mean, why? Why waste your time to do this? It is very unnecessary to look at somebody's Twitter account and look at old tweets. This doesn't make sense to me. And then people want to judge them on what they did years ago. We've all made our mistakes. I hate that. And it's funny, though, because when I was at Specs Howard, this was something they said. They said, okay, they're going to look at, you know, your social media and stuff. What are they going to do? That's what stations are going to do. Look at that. See what you say. You know, should we have you a part of our station, a part of the company? Should we do that? Should we have to worry about you? I mean, yeah, we hear that. But I feel like you're going too far when you go 7 years. Well, I mean, like, 7 years ago, I mean, they're all kids. They're in high school. They're in high school, in college. And, you know, they do dumb stuff. We all do dumb stuff. Now we've grown. We're just out there trying to handle our business, do what we're supposed to do, do our job. And then we get that. I hate this. It's stupid. That needs to stop. I ain't gonna spend a lot of time on it. I just wanted to let that be known. I really do. I want to talk about the games last night. I don't want to have that on the show, but I like to recap what happened. I'd love to do it. The Phillies and Boston game was an epic game. And I thought the Phillies had multiple chances and really only scored one run, which is Michael Franco's single. That was early in the game, the second inning. You've seen the fifth inning. This has just been good pitching. Aaron Nola, you kind of suggested it. Aaron Nola was out there, and you saw David Price. You know, I felt like if anything was to happen, David Price would probably lose. But you got JD to strike out twice, Mookie Betts to strike out twice. I mean, those guys don't have hits. The best to have hits is Bradley Jr., Nunez, Holt, Leon, and Swihart. And by the way, speaking of Red Sox, they got Ian Kinsler on the team. I am going to assume he's playing today because it's a little too early for me to get the matchups. The matchups are usually, they're supposed to be 3 hours before the game. So 4 o'clock, I should get the matchup. Now I'm going to see if it even says he's going to play. I'm going to look at this. Look at the story. Monday night, he did get traded. Dustin Pedroia is out for the year. It just seems that way. We don't know if he's going to return. He'll probably just take his time and be like, okay, you got Kinsler. And I definitely approve of Kinsler. You know, Pedroia is a professional. So, I mean, he's going to start. If he doesn't play today, he's definitely going to play on the second. They don't have a game tomorrow. They don't have a game on the first. He's definitely going to play against Severino. Severino Cristel can start on Thursday. I'll hype it up tomorrow. I'll be on tomorrow at 7 o'clock. I'll hype it up. I want Kinsler to play. It'll be great. Jake Arrieta against Drew Pomeranz. This will be a fun game to watch. It's clear. No rain delaying. I worry about it. Rain there. Let's see if any other games have rain delays today. Might see one in the Yankees, but they're going to play. And the only game that might just be canceled is the Detroit game. I think so. Let's see. I'm just looking at these, and all of these games look clear to me. Let's see if it's going to rain in Chicago. You know, anything close to here. Oh, it's going to be nice in Chicago. Minnesota, let's see. Oh. So I think it's just going to be raining everywhere. I don't say St. Louis is not raining. I remember seeing their weather. And you never had to worry about Arizona. Yeah, it looks like we're rain free outside of the Tiger series. Sucks for us. And probably tomorrow that game's going to be rained out. Maybe not. Who knows? See if they can get a doubleheader tomorrow. Cincinnati do got to Washington. And the Tigers, they will have the day off on the second. So they're just chilling. As they're going to be getting ready for to go to Oakland. They got the West Coast. And that's interesting. But anyway, I'm in Atlanta play yesterday. Freeman and Acuna both hit home runs. Oh, Brandon Anderson got a home run, too. Freeman is 18th. Acuna got number 10. That's good. Of course, you know, Freeman. He's just a cheater. Minnesota won yesterday. Mitch Garver had to walk off. Fernando Rodney got the win. Jose Ramirez hit two homers yesterday. He's at 32 home runs. What he's doing is amazing. Jose Ramirez, and I've talked about it. And you know, I like to listen to Mario on Rod on Fox Sports Detroit on the Tiger games. I was watching the series they had against the Tigers this weekend. You know, and they're talking about 30-30 guys. They're possibly going to have two of them. Nolan Dor is at 16 stolen bases. But Jose Ramirez, he's six stolen bases away from having 30 home runs and 30 stolen bases. And if he continues at his rate, he can be a 40-40 guy. He's going to hit 40 home runs. The way he's hitting the ball is great stuff. You know, that's why that lineup is so scary. And Encarnacion is not hitting for average. He has the power. He's third on the team in home runs, Edwin Encarnacion. They said, okay, we want that one right-hander that we can have out there. I'm going to tell you this. What they did on a, I do MLB simulations, if y'all don't know. MLB The Show, I do sport game simulations. So I'm going to do football, Madden football next week. I'm getting the first day. I'm doing next week and let you guys know how that simulation's going. But what the Indians did was get Denard Spin. And you see how they just got Leonis Martin. Now, they just got Leonis Martin. They had Denard Spin about the first week and a half of the season, or 2 weeks. And he's their everyday hitter, being on the left side. In their lineup, the only thing they have is right hand, is Edwin Encarnacion. Now, I think their lineup goes Brantley, Lindor, Ramirez, and then Encarnacion. They got Naquin. Now, Naquin, he's healthy for right now. He's hitting Naquin, Chisenhall, Span, Kipnis, Mejia. Did I miss anybody? I don't think I did. That's it. You know, Mejia's the switch hitter. Now, they did trade Mejia in real life. So, there you go. Brad Ziegler could be going back to the Diamondbacks. They're very close to doing it. Remember, he was a part of the Diamondbacks team. I believe it was last year? I remember him being on there. I need to look this up. I think it was last year. No, 2 years ago. Before he went on to the Red Sox. Yeah. He was part of this team for a while. I remember that. I remember seeing him, and I was like, okay, I hate the way that he pitches. But it works. It's good. Another 6 years, dude. They'd love to have him back. He's had a good career. Had a good season. Just a good, great career. 272 average. I mean, in Miami, I don't know what happened, but he still got it. I really don't know what happened. I mean, he's thrown seven home runs this year. I can't even tell you how that's possible to me. I don't know. Seven home runs this year. I think the most he had before it was five. That was in 2014. I mean, last year, he only allowed one home run. A lot of runs to score, but one home run. Usually when he's at that one home run, two home run department, his ERA is at two. It's very weird that he's up there in home runs. It's crazy. I was just playing a baseball game today in the simulations, and he gave up a lot of runs. That's funny that that's happened. All right. Colorado let St. Louis come back in a pretty grand slam out of Arenado. 28 home runs, by the way. But it was a good comeback. Marcell Ozuna got the walk-off. I mean, Ozuna is hitting now. And, you know, that's a good thing to see Marcell Ozuna hitting. You know, he's 1-for-4 yesterday, but he hit the big fly. He's 268 average on the year. And, you know, you know that that was the power. You needed some guy that you know that can hit for power. And that's why he bats fourth on the team. That's why. Another reason why they traded Pham is because they are using Harrison Bader. I don't think they use him on the Sunday night game. I was watching that. I can't remember if they had him out there. They did have Tommy Pham out there because I remember he struck out in due time. Oh, gosh, it was terrible. So, yeah, they got rid of Pham, and he's over there in Tampa Bay, if you just checked in. 949-270-5945, anything you want to discuss on the MLB, we can. I love talking baseball. Texas, Arizona. Texas, that was the lock for me. I knew they would win, or at least cover, because, you know, Arizona is just a team I can't trust. And Robbie Ray hasn't been that good this year either. And you got a Texas team who can hit against anybody. I mean, they have the lineup for it. They're all over the place, yeah, as far as the lineup. But, you know, they did their thing. They came through when needed, and they won. And Oakland was another team I feel like they will win. Yeah, it was, you know, Toronto's struggling. You know, Marco Estrada, they're not the same. The starting rotation isn't the same. The offense isn't the same. And, you know, Oakland power. It's just that good. Piscotty got 15 home runs this year. Lemus Diaz did a home run, which was the top of the ninth, where to lead off that ninth inning. But it was a scoreless game, but they were able to win. Milwaukee beating the Dodgers. That was just so tight. You know, I didn't know which way to go. But, you know, Josh Hader, he's 4-0 this year. He's just great at the the pitching spot, just coming game. Manny Machado hit his second home run as a member of the Dodgers. But that was a good win, though, for Milwaukee. You know, Thames and Yelich had themselves. And Yelich, Christian Yelich has been pretty good. If you want to know what Yelich did yesterday, he did get a hit, so his hitting streak is still going. 319 average now for Yelich, and I knew that this was a very good pickup. Lorenzo Cain and Yelich, a great pickup. And they do have Moustakas on their team now. I don't know if you guys knew that. They do have Moustakas, and that's huge that they have that. They go lefty-lefty, then righty, and then lefty, and then righty. Braun, Lefty, and Thames. I mean, this is an exciting offense to watch by the Milwaukee Brewers. And if you want to know how they're doing, they're a game behind the Cubs. I mean, it's really going to come down to those two teams playing each other. If they got to play each other. I know they play a lot already. But, of course, you know, bringing that division, you bring the division games, you play a lot. And the Cubs, they got 2-game series with the Cubs, August 14th, August 15th. And then they get a 3-game series on Labor Day week, Monday, Labor Day, and then Tuesday and Wednesday. And then they get the following week after the NFL week one, well, Monday Night Football, you will have the Cubs and the Brewers go off then. And then 11th, 9-11, they play. On the 12th, they play. And that's it. Milwaukee will end their series with Detroit on the schedule. So that's going to be good for Milwaukee. If it comes down to like the last three games, they do have Detroit. And it's tough. It's tough playing teams. They ain't got nothing to lose. They ain't playing for nothing. They're going to play hard. And the Cubs, they're going to be playing the St. Louis Cardinals. They might not have nothing to play for, but they're still in the running for that division. So if St. Louis somehow gets hot, if the prospect Justin Williams come in and do his thing, I mean, we'll see. See, I don't want to sit as Nelson Cruz knocked in the only runs of the game, and Edwin Diaz got his 40th save. You know, I talked about Edwin Diaz earlier in the season, and I can't believe he got this many saves already. And they beat Gerrit Cole. How about that? Gerrit Cole standing at 3. And you know it's going to be a great matchup. The over-under was 7.5. I think it might have been 7. It was very low. And you know, you kind of can see that, yeah, that game could go under. And that was a game I said, okay, Seattle could cover that because it's just going to be a good game. Houston has not been the same, but they've been struggling. You see Bregman, Gurriel, and Gattis got a hit. And Max Stassi only had 4 hits. As Gerrit Cole allowed 4 hits with Segura, Span, Cruz, Healy getting hits, Paxton threw 3 hits, Colome giving up 1 hit, and struck out 2, and then Edwin Diaz, 40 saves. That two-seamer is lethal. He didn't have a strikeout, but Edwin Diaz do have the effective pitches. San Francisco and San Diego play Gurkis Hernandez. We've hit the home run to get it going, and this was a game I was like, okay. It was tough for me to pick, but at the end of the day, I did pick San Francisco because I just came off of San Diego attempt to come back on Sunday evening, and I picked San Diego to cover that game. So, and that helped me. I mean, Freddie Galvez really helped me in that regard. Today, San Francisco and San Diego. And there you have it, the Brad Ziegler going back to the Diamondbacks. I already told you he played for Arizona, so there you go. I told you that was in notion. Andrew McCutchen could be traded. They're listening to trades for McCutchen. So, I mean, we'll see how that goes going forward. The Mets are keeping their guys, as far as I know. DeGrom and Syndergaard, they're keeping those guys. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I want to talk to Dodgers real quick, and then I'll get to the game for today. And I want to talk a little bit NFL before I get off. But, you know, should they be considered favorites? They did lose yesterday, yes. And if you want to know where they're at, they're a half game ahead of Arizona, a game above Colorado. San Francisco is going to be fighting because this is the even year where they can do something. Simulations. San Francisco's off to a good start on simulations. I think it was 17-6. Yeah, I think it was 17-6. No, I didn't get that far in simulations. I lost track. Okay, so it's taking me a little moment. But they didn't get off to a start like that this year, not in real life. So, the Dodgers, the 59-48. Dave Roberts done a great job. He doesn't have Corey Seager. Thank God they have Manny Machado, who was hitting .304 here at the Dodgers. He struck out 14 times, though. That's something to look at. 14 times since being a member of the Dodgers in 11 games. 14 strikeouts in 11 games. Damn. I don't like that. Cody Bellinger ain't hitting for average. Yeah, guys hitting for power, though. Like Max Muncy, 24 homers. I mean, you can't. He has to be in there every game now because he's hitting. Like Justin Turner's on a 10-day. That sucks. That's a guy that you know can get you some power. Chris Taylor is an interesting shortstop. So, you know, you're going to figure out what you're going to do with this team. I mean, you have to figure out because you're going to have Justin Turner. You're going to have Manny Machado. You're going to have Chris Taylor. What are you going to do? This is not a DH situation. I mean, they got to figure something out because I don't want them to get rid of Chris Taylor. I like Justin Turner. Justin Turner can still be on the team, maybe not start. He could be one of those hitters and start in some games, especially when he's been hurt. And if he does come back, he'd be good to go for that. Of course, you know, Seager's out for the year. So then it's like, what are you really going to do when Seager come back? I mean, Chris Taylor, you want to put him at second? You can learn, teach him second, and that'll be good. Because, I mean, they will be a dangerous team. You're going to have Machado bat second. Got Corey Seager, the number three guy. Cody Bellinger. You got Chris Taylor probably leading off. Yasiel Puig. You know, you got Muncy. I mean, you got to figure these things out. These things out. You know, see what happens. But they could be. I still think the Cubs is the team to beat the National League. You know, the way that the Cubs are playing, and they're the best team right now in the National League, by the way. But I think they would be in a running to face the Cubs. It would be Cubs against the Dodgers. I think right now you can look at that. And, you know, maybe you can look at Arizona. Maybe Arizona could be your third best team. And then Atlanta, your fourth. And then Milwaukee. So that tells you that, okay, the Phillies will probably be third in the division. I think the Nats can come back. But I think the Braves should win this division. Unfortunately, the Rockies won't make it. I don't think they can. I don't think they will. Then you look at the American League. They might just lose to... Well, they might not lose to the National League when it comes down to it at the end. Unless Cleveland makes it. If Cleveland makes it, Cleveland has to get a matchup with maybe Arizona, maybe Atlanta. I mean, I love to see Cleveland and Atlanta. Two different teams. You know, one of those things got to win. And, you know, the Braves is exciting. Atlanta's a great city. Look at Cleveland. They were winning with LeBron James. He's now in L.A. I mean, that would be exciting. But I think Houston still comes out the American League. It should be Houston and Chicago. I would love to see Astros and Cubbies, though. But the Boston Red Sox are right behind them. They would probably be playing Houston. Sorry, my Yankees. You guys are going to be third. I think you guys make it past that wild card, but you guys will not win. You know, when you look at the wild card standings, Boston has the division lead. So they're up in the division. They're the number one seed. Houston, the number two. You got Cleveland, the number three. Boston's going to go ahead and play the winner of the Yankees and the Mariners, which I don't think the Mariners have enough. But the Mariners are doing in this regular season is very good. And then you can look at Oakland. I think Oakland could surpass Seattle, but they're going to lose to the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees are going to win the wild card matchup. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They will win unless big injuries surfaces them. But I think they're going to win. And then they play Boston. It'll be a fun series to watch. Cleveland and Houston would be a fun series. But, you know, it's not even a but. Like, I think Cleveland could compete, especially they just made this trade. I think they definitely can compete. You know, I can't be upset. Can't be upset if Cleveland finds a way to compete against Houston. But I would still pick Houston. I think Houston plays Boston. And I think Houston will beat Boston. You look at the National League. I'm giving you early predictions, and then I give you the full prediction. I'll come back at it when we get to the end of August or maybe just another time. Definitely in October I'll get you my prediction. You know, guys know that I'm stat-based. But the Cubs, I think, is the best team. They are the best team in the National League. The Dodgers will probably be the second seed. Milwaukee will be in there because they're going to be the wild card. So they just got to keep it up, even if they don't win the division, even though they should want to. And they're a game behind being the best team in the National League. Got the Cubs, Dodgers, Phillies have a three seed. You will see Arizona and Milwaukee go at it. So you pretty much got to win that division in the East to really compete with the second best team in the Central, second best team in the West. But I think Milwaukee, I think if Arizona and Milwaukee was a play, I think Arizona find a way to win that. That would be an exciting wild card matchup to face the Cubs. I would love to see Arizona and the Cubs play, but right now you see the Phillies. If the Phillies would play the Dodgers would just manhandle them. I would love to see Dodgers and the Braves. I think the Braves win that division. I would love to see it. And then you will see, I think you Dodgers can go either way. And they are tied with the Astros. I don't think they should be tied as far as the money line, as who's going to win it. But I think the Astros are going to repeat. And, you know, it's hard to do, but I think they can. I think once they get that notion that, okay, hey, we're here, let's have that same energy we had last year. We have JV on the team. We can do it. Sure, why not? All right, so now I'm going to get to the games for today. Let me get you some nice sexy music here. If I can find it here. Sexy, but, you know, just good R&B here. If I can find it, I don't even know what I named it on here. I got so much stuff, so many files in here, and I don't even know what I got it called. And I do this every time. I never can remember what I named it. Maybe I need to rename it. Don't y'all think? I don't find it here. Where is it? I don't know the name of it. Oh boy. There we go. That's the sound off on it. Yes. All right, San Francisco, San Diego. That's a 4 o'clock start. 3 hours from now, you will see the matchup of Derek Rodriguez, Clayton Richard. I think Clayton Richard could have a big game today. I think San Diego covers this game. How about that? Baltimore and the Yanks. Ramirez against Tanaka. I'm trying to think about what to do here with that team. The over-under is at 9. And what would I pick? Over-under is at 9. Yankees will probably win the game. I might just take the over. I think this is where the Yankees offense just go crazy. Why not? It'll be a close one, though. I think it goes over. Take the over. The next game I have, the Mets, the Nats. The over-under is at 9. That game is over 9. I think the game goes under. I think the Nats will win this game as well. And the Cubs and the Pirates. Good game there. And this was a tough one. I think the Cubs are the underdogs or whatever. Whoever is the plus 1.5, I would consider taking. I think the Cubs, I would just pick the Cubs. I'm putting them on my bet card tonight. The Angels and Tampa Bay, Skaggs and Ren Stanek, 7.5, over under. You kind of want to take Tampa Bay, don't you? I don't know why I do. I think I would roll Tampa Bay to cover. I just love their offense. I think they still have 53-53 for a reason. They're underdogs. The Phillies and the Boston Red Sox, I like the under. The game went under yesterday. Why not go under again? Boston should win this game 36-13 as a home favorite this year. On the season, they're just 4-5 when Drew Pomeranz takes the ball. I'm just going to take the under. Be safe. I took the over yesterday and got it wrong. Maybe I can get the under this time. The Cincinnati-Detroit game is going to be ranked out, but I would take the over. Like, I will hope that 5 o'clock, the weather report says otherwise, where I can pick the over in this game. We're even at 6 o'clock. Put bets in at 6:30. Miami-Atlanta, 7:35 start. Told you guys I'd say Miami. I don't know Allard. Kansas City and the White Sox. And I'm going to restart this here. Danny Duffy, Big Game James, 9. The over-under is at 9. And now I like the under at 9. I think that's the play. We're in Kansas City. I wouldn't mind taking Kansas City, but I'm going to take the under. Play it safe with the under. Cleveland and Minnesota, it's at 8.5. But I'm going to roll with Cleveland to win this game. I think Cleveland will win this game. They lost yesterday, but I'm going to go Cleveland. When you have Trevor Bauer out there against Kyle Gibson, and for them to say the over, that means that Cleveland's going to score some points. A lot of people like the over in this game. I'm not touching the over. Colorado and St. Louis. The over-under is at 7. At 7. It makes you want to jump at that over, doesn't it? But once again, take Colorado. Take them plus. They got to go against Laherty. John Gray, he's 8-7. And you would figure this game would go over. You would think that's a sexy matchup of 7. But I'm going to just take Colorado and go ahead and deal with that. Bartolo Colon's at Godley. That over is at 9. Do I dare take the over? I think I might just go ahead and take the over in this game. The game went over yesterday. You got Bartolo Colon. You can't just take Texas and then look at Zach Godley pitching. I'm picking the over in this. Toronto and Oakland. Gaviglio against Trevor Cahill. I'm sorry. 8.5 is the thing. I'm going to go Oakland here. I think Oakland wins again. You got to roll with the team that just blew them out. You got to do it. Trevor Cahill is good. Now, I like Gaviglio. I can never get his name right. I think this is a good matchup, though. But Trevor Cahill, I think he does good. Gaviglio. I don't know what I'm saying right. I'm moving on. Wade Miley against Buehler tomorrow. Well, tonight, I should say. 10-10 start. The over-under is at 8. You know, it's a little... you might want to take the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers win this time. I think so. Because, see, yesterday, I was so certain Milwaukee would cover that +1.5. I'm not certain with Wade Miley up there. Especially, he walks a lot of guys. Has more walks than strikeouts. This is where you got to take the Dodgers. Easy. Charlie Morton against Mike Leake. Houston are favorites. It is at 8. This is where you want to take Seattle just because they won yesterday. This is one of those games, okay, you know what? I will take them to cover just because they won yesterday. And they have probably built the confidence. Now, Charlie Morton is a tough pitcher. Yes, he is. And now we get to the ladies, WNBA. You have the Washington Mystics against the Atlanta Dream. This is one of those games where you could take the under. I don't have the spread. I look at stats and be like, okay, I'm going to automatically take the under. And I usually get it right. Atlanta Dream on an 8-game streak, though. They did win the last time they played by 3 points. So one of the hot teams. This is after the All-Star game, All-Star break. So Atlanta would be the favorite. I mean, I would have to. I'm really about to look this up right now. I want to know this stuff here. And I just love this. Don't y'all love this? The Stevie Wonder. I love it. Look up. I love it. I'm going to look for this basketball. Here we go. The basketball. And the over-under is at 162. I like that. That's one of those unders you can't take. Now, Atlanta Dream is a 4-point favorite. That tells you, okay, yeah, they're on an 8-game winning streak. This Chicago and Dallas game, the over-under is at 184. And that's because these two teams can shoot the lights out. And this very, you know, you look at that, you don't even want to touch no game like that. But for Chicago to be 11.5-point underdogs, that might be your play there. 11.5. Usually teams, WNBA, they cover. When it's big spreads like that, they usually will cover something like that. Then the Seattle Storm and the Phoenix Mercury, 10 o'clock start. Phoenix have lost 3 straight, and Seattle's the best team in the WNBA, and they're 3-point favorites. Now, the over-under is at 165.5. That's something that could be over. These are the two best offensive teams in the league, pretty much, yeah. The top 2 3-point shooting teams, and you just went to the Chicago Sky and Dallas Wings team. Now, I know the defense isn't there. Dallas scored a lot of points. And that's where, okay, you're like, okay, maybe it'll go under 184. But you don't know for sure. But I would pick Chicago. Chicago, they won by 15. You know, I don't, and they were at home, yes. But I think they can cover. If not, take the under. 184 is a high number. That might be the play of all the WNBA games. 184. Okay, well, I wasn't going to get to football.
but I'll get to it tomorrow. Let's hope Troy is doing a show in less than an hour. You enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm going to be watching a lot of baseball. You guys, see you guys tomorrow at 7.